News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
11 minutes past 7 on News Talk Breakfast. Dublin City Council has published a plan to develop a new town on the north side of Dublin between Glasnevin, Cabra and Finglas. The town of Ballyboggan would be located just beside the Glasnevin Cemetery, running along the canal. A public consultation on the plan opened yesterday is inviting submissions until May 12th. Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates, joins us now. Tom, I think we've spoken on, about this particular site a few times on the show. I've been banging on about it for years. It's prime for redevelopment. Your reaction to what has been published yesterday to the plan?
Good morning, Shane. Well, I think it's positive overall. It is a commitment of the Dublin City Development Plan to look at it. So, and there's a lot of commitments made, and often these commitments aren't met in the lifetime of the development plan. So from that point of view, it's very, very positive that it is being looked at. So it's positive. There are some issues in it, but overall it's positive.
Interesting you mention about the by the way, for people who don't know the site, like it's an industrial estate. It runs alongside the canal, so it's potentially the amenities are really good. It's right beside the Lewis. There's lots of bus routes going into the centre as well. It's absolutely perfect for redevelopment. I have to say, I looked at it yesterday, not in huge detail, and I will do that, but I did wonder, is it a little lacking in ambition?
It is actually. Well, that would be a criticism. I mean, there's a lot of positives, and Dublin City Council can be a bit sensitive when you find out when criticised. But there are a lot of positives, and one is its location. So it's nestling between Cabra and Finglas in an area that's an industrial estate that is not acting at full capacity. Now that's the very first issue, because all the people inside it who are operating it, and might be saying, well, this is my business, what am I going to do? And I think a criticism I would have of the plan is it's not very strong on what is going to happen to those who are displaced. They're not actually being forced out, but they're being encouraged to relocate. And the plan, is, I just noticed, says it gives them an opportunity to grow, refocus or reconfigure. Now, what that actually means to somebody who's trying to run a business on a day-to-day business is another matter. But once you look at if you set that major issue aside,
yeah,
the issue of height, it's capped at 8 stories. So to many people, that might say, well, geez, that's more than enough. But for others, it shows some lack of ambition.
Yeah, I mean,
why would you ever cap something at 8 stories beside a rail station?
There's a small part of the site that is adjacent to an existing housing estate, but much of it is well away from housing, along the canal, along a road on which the other side is Tolka Valley. Like, you could easily have higher parts, higher density, higher rise in the middle, away from the existing housing. And I don't think there would be huge objections to that.
No, I was actually looking last night at this. It was only launched on the day before last, and yet on Monday, and yet there are 15 observations, and many of the observations that are already in are actually criticising the lack of height. And some of those people who I've noticed are architects who've written in their credentials afterwards. They are just saying capping something at 8 in this day and age is very low, particularly when you look at other areas in the city, such as the Glass Bottle, for example, which is higher buildings, or down in Docklands, where you can get greater buildings. And then the problem is, once it's set in stone, it's very difficult to change it. So this is the opportunity for people to put in those submissions. And there will be people, obviously, who will be saying it's too high. Most of it is actually 2 and 3 storey and 4 storey.
Yeah.
So 8s are outliers. It's not going to be an 8-storey scheme. The outliers are the 8-storey elements. It's really a 2 to 3-storey scheme, or maybe 4 storeys. So it's a very low, particularly when they're going to rely on apartments, because apartments need critical mass and they need height in order to make them viable. And that's a big issue, because there's no funding for this. So there's no kind of magic carrot of people who are trying to run a business on a day-to-day in an industrial area, okay, who have run a business for a year, to actually do it.
It is going to happen, finally. How many people potentially? I mean, is it possible to guess, put a guess on how many people could be living in?
Yeah, well, if you say there's 6,000 residential units, the average residential unit in Ireland is 2.7 people per unit, so that just shows it's 15,000 people. Like it's comparable to major towns in Ireland.
Yeah.
And if you look at the number of towns in Ireland, more than 5,000 people, you'd only need one page. It's not that many people. Not many people are. People are very surprised by that.
Yeah.
So there are very few areas really. So it's a major initiative, and that's why people should really look at it and get involved. Because a lot of people criticise when things are happening that they didn't know about it. So this is their golden opportunity. They've got a month in which to make submissions, and it's worthwhile looking at it.
Okay, Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. I don't know if you know the area. You've probably heard me banging on about it a bit. I think we can be a lot more ambitious.
Would you make a submission? You live quite close to there.
Yeah. I'm not sure I have the expertise to do it. But yeah, maybe I would consider doing it because I think we can go. I think this can be a blueprint for something really amazing.
Yeah, and that's
amazing.
The interesting thing. Could it be a blueprint for other town developments?
Yeah, now look, credit where credit is due. It's happening. I'm not knocking that, but I think it can be even more ambitious than it is.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.